South Asia is one of the many challenges that awaits President-elect Barack Obama and his national security team. Arguably, the most important member of that team is the National Security Advisor. And James Jones is the man Mr. Obama wants for the job. The World's Matthew Bell has this profile.
Retired four-star General James Jones is a former commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps. He's a former commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Europe, and he's a combat veteran who was awarded the Silver Star for valor in Vietnam. By choosing someone with those kinds of military credentials to be National Security Advisor, Barack Obama is sending a message, according to foreign policy expert David Rothkopf of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Just because one of its key platform planks was withdrawal or changing our footing in Iraq, that this is not going to be an administration that's reluctant to use force where it's necessary, or one that is going to make the mistake of distancing itself from the military as some past administrations have done.
Rothkopf has written a book about the National Security Council, or NSC, called Running the World. The job of the National Security Advisor is to run the NSC, Rothkopf says, and in that sense, he or she is like an air traffic controller for the president.
Indeed, the National Security Council was created to bring cabinet secretaries from defense and state and other agencies at the president's discretion together on a regular basis, and to thereby harness not just the resources of all those agencies, but to bring together the differing points of view of those agencies and to try to create coordinated policy.
People who've worked with James Jones say he has the potential to be an outstanding national security advisor. In 1991, retired Army General Jay Garner was the commanding officer when Jones led the 1st Marines into northern Iraq during Operation Provide Comfort. U.S.-led forces went in to help the Kurds after their failed uprising against Saddam Hussein. Garner says the operation was a complicated mix of military action, peacekeeping, humanitarian assistance, and nation-building. There were multiple armed services from different countries, and Garner says under those challenging circumstances, Jones proved himself to be an exceptional commander.
He is a masterful leader. He's not a confrontational guy at all. I mean, he can be if he has to be, but he always is. Begins working things in a friendly manner and stays in a friendly manner until they don't get it done anymore. And his persuasion is immense. In fact, I've never seen him fail to be able to persuade somebody to what he believes is right, because he usually always is right.
There's a lot more to Jones than military experience. He grew up in France and speaks fluent French. He went to the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown and put his 6-foot-5-inch frame to work as a member of the basketball team. During his 40 years in a Marine uniform, Jones also served in a diplomatic capacity at the Pentagon, on Capitol Hill, and in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and the West Bank. Those diplomatic skills should serve Jones well, says fellow retired Marine General Bernard Traynor. He says Jones will have to balance a powerful cast of characters as National Security Advisor.
You know, he'll hear everybody out and hear their cases and their pros and cons. He'll prod and push. But when it comes down to taking a firm position, regardless of what the president might want him to do, he'll state what he believes.
In the past, Traynor says some national security advisors have been little more than paper shufflers. Others have become forceful policy makers in their own right. Ultimately, Traynor says, it will be up to Barack Obama to decide exactly what kind of role James Jones plays as national security advisor. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.